Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a lightweight immense-style percussion layer in Ableton Lift 12 that adds movement, tension, and that proper DNB push-pull feel without wrecking your CPU or crowding the vocal. This is a really useful move in drum and bass, especially in darker rollers, jungle-inspired sections, and neuro-adjacent drops, where you want the drums to feel alive, but you still need room for the bass and the vocal to breathe. Think of the main break as your anchor, and the soft set amen layer as the shadow behind it. It's not there to take over. It's there to answer the groove, add urgency, and make the section feel more expensive. So let's set it up cleanly. First, keep this layer separate from your main break. Don't bury it in a huge drum rack if you don't need to. Give it its own audio track so you can mute it, automate it, or resample it easily. A simple layout works best. Main break on one track, amen style offset layer on another, maybe a kick or sub-support track if your arrangement needs it, and then your vocal chops or lead vocal effects on top. For the ear, that separation matters. For your CPU, it matters even more. Now load in a clean amen break or an amen-style chopped percussion sample. You do not need a fully polished, heavily processed loop here. In fact, the cleaner the source, the easier it is to shape it into something useful. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. If you're working with a punchy loop, choose preserve transients so the hits stay sharp. Then trim the clip hard. Only keep the rhythmic section you actually need. If there's extra tail, extra silence, or a messy end, cut it away. Indeed NB, clutter adds up fast. If the sample has too much low end, clean it up immediately with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz to get it out of the kick and sub zone. If it sounds boxy, a small dip around 350 to 500 Hz can clear a surprising amount of mud. And if you need a little more bite, a gentle lift around 4 to 8 kHz can help the percussion speak without needing to turn it up. The big idea here is restraint. This is not your main drum bus. This is a support voice. Now for the key move, the offset. And the most CPU-friendly way to do that is with timing, not with a bunch of plugins. Duplicate your clip or chop it into a few pieces, then move some of those hits slightly off the grid. You can shift a hit by 10 to 30 milliseconds for a subtle push, or place certain hits a little late, like a 16th note behind, for that laid-back rolling feel. You can also mix early and late microshifts across different fragments if you want a more human, less robotic pocket. The important part is that it feels intentional. Don't just randomize it and hope for magic. In DNB, a few milliseconds can completely change the energy. Keep some anchors stable, and let a few ghost hits move around them. That contrast is what gives the groove its life. Here's a good arrangement trick. In an 8-bar vocal drop, keep the layer subtle in the first 4 bars, then add one extra displaced hit or small phrase variation in bars 5 through 8. That makes the section feel like it's building naturally toward the next line or the next drum change. It's a small detail, but in drum and bass, small details are everything. Next, let's humanize the feel a little more with the groove pull, but keep it subtle. Pull in a DNB-friendly groove and apply it lightly to the amen layer. You usually want just a touch of timing swing and a little velocity variation, not a full shuffle. Start conservatively. Let the groove breathe, but don't let it drift so far that it stops locking to the kick and bass. A good rule of thumb is that the main break stays steadier, while the offset layer is just a bit looser. That contrast creates motion without destroying the pocket. Now we'll shape the sound with a very simple effect chain. Keep it lean, EQ8, then either drum bus or saturator, and maybe utility if you need to control width. That's enough in most cases. If you use drum bus, keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Don't overdo the boom on this layer, because low end should usually come from the main drums and bass, not the shadow layer. If you use saturator, a small amount of drive can help the hits cut through on smaller speakers. Soft clip can be useful if the layer gets spiky. And with utility, you can tighten the stereo image or reduce width if the loop starts to smear too much. If you want a little extra grime without making the project heavier, you can add a tiny bit of redux. But use it carefully. Keep the mix low, and really only use it if you need a bit of mid-range texture. The goal is not to make the layer sound destroyed. The goal is to make it present without needing more volume. Now, instead of loading individual reverbs on every track, use a shared return. That saves CPU and keeps the whole drum section feeling like it lives in the same space. On a return track, set up a short room reverb with a very quick decay, somewhere around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. High pass the return so the low mids don't build up, and if the top gets too bright, low pass it a bit too. You can also use a subtle echo return if you want a ghosted rhythmic smear, but keep it filtered and low in the mix. You want depth, not wash. This is where the lesson really starts to feel musical in a vocal arrangement. The percussion layer should support the vocal, not fight it. So if your vocal is sitting in the mid-range, carve out space. High pass the percussion more aggressively if needed, and if the vocal is getting masked, make a gentle cut somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If there's harshness or fizz, trim a little around 6 to 9 kHz. And if the vocal has a lot of breath and presence, that's often exactly where you want the percussion to back off. A really smart move here is sidechaining the amen layer slightly to the vocal. You do not need dramatic pumping. Just a gentle duck with a compressor can make a huge difference. A ratio around 2 to 1, a medium attack, and a smooth release is usually enough. You're only aiming for a few dB of gain reduction. That little dip gives the vocal room to lead while the percussion stays alive between phrases. Now let's talk automation, because in DNB, energy is often created by density changes more than by just turning things up. You can open the layer in the last two beats before a vocal phrase, add one more ghost hit in the second half of a four-bar section, or automate a filter sweep so the layer feels like it's opening up before a transition. A subtle low-pass movement from around 8 kHz down toward 3 to 5 kHz during a breakdown can make the loop feel like it's breathing. Then, when the drop comes back in, it opens again and feels bigger even though you haven't added much. Another useful trick is to mute or thin the layer right before a big section, then bring it back in as the phrase lands. That little contrast makes the return hit harder. And because this is a support layer, not the main event, even tiny arrangement changes can have a big impact. A couple of things to watch out for. First, don't make it too loud. If you can only hear the layer when it's soloed, it might be too loud in the mix. You should miss it when it's muted, but not feel like it's fighting the track when it's on. Second, don't let the low mids build up. Even high-passed loops can create cardboardy buildup around 200 to 600 Hz if the transients stack too tightly. And third, check mono compatibility. If you widen the layer too much, it can get weak or messy in mono, which is a bad trade in bass music. If you want to push this further, try a few advanced ideas. Alternate the offset timing across two bars so one bar feels slightly late and the next feels slightly early. Or split the layer into two versions, one dry and punchy, one filtered and textured, then blend them lightly. You can also use phrase-based displacement, where only the last hit of a four-bar phrase gets nudged out of place. That creates a subtle drag into the next section and sounds very intentional in a vocal-led arrangement. And if your session starts getting heavy, resample the finished version. Once the groove feels right, bounce it to audio and disable the original chain. That locks in the feel and saves a ton of CPU, which is always a win in larger Ableton projects with heavy bass synthesis and FX. Quick recap, build the amen layer as a separate, lightweight support track, use Beats Warp mode, trim it tightly, and create the offset with timing and groove rather than with lots of processing. High pass it, add a touch of saturation if needed, and send it to a shared return for space. Then automate density and filter movement so it supports the vocal arrangement like a backing vocal supports the lead. In other words, present, rhythmic, and never in the way. For practice, try building a two-bar offset amen layer under a vocal chop or spoken phrase. Keep it high-passed, lightly saturated, and filtered through a short room return. Then automate it so it only appears in the second half of an 8-bar phrase. Mute it, and ask yourself, does the section lose movement? If yes, you've done it right. That's the technique. Small move, big energy. And once you hear how much life it adds without chewing through CPU, you'll start using it all over your DNB arrangements.